So, Grandma Lee, thanks for talking with Pure America's Got Talent. Had you done stand-up comedy before America's Got Talent, Grandma
Yes. I'm on the circuit. I've done it before.
Yeah, that's just
My
the local comedy places, or where had you done it?
I've gone all over the country, basically.
Oh, really? Are there videos of you online, or where can people get you, or you just did it for fun, or?
I get it for that's how I make my living. There's videos online of me now.
Oh, really? So how did you decide to audition for it? What gave you the motivation to do it?
It was really weird. One of my bookers had asked me for a video.
Mm-hmm.
He said people were calling and wanting videos. And I sent him one, and he got it that night. And that same night, America's Got Talent called him wanting to know some videos from some people. And he signed, and then they said, come and audition.
Wow.
So I did.
Excellent. So one of my readers asked the very important question, who do you think is sexier, Hoff or Pierce?
Oh, God.
You can't choose.
You were there. I probably, well, I don't want to.
So how about you give my readers one cut the crap?
Cut the crap.
Thanks, Grandma Lee. So, Barbara, that was some performance there. What's the reaction you've gotten since singing Ave Maria?
Wow. It's been unbelievable. It's something that you never expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me, and all of us. Yeah, it's just like, well, it's just same old me, and everybody is so happy, and everybody has been so supportive and so receptive. I'm just thrilled because they let me know. They are letting me know that they liked it, and that's the most important thing about being a performer when actually you have the feedback from the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine. My site is going off with people that just adore your singing. So, I mean, opera singers have done well in the past in America's Got Talent. So you feel like you're on the high road to win, or how are you feeling?
I'm just feeling very blessed of being here. And I just admire and thank those people, Paul Potts and your boy, that got up and sang for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they are big inspirations for me, right? And, well, I'm just very blessed to be here. And well, God willing.
So no predictions that you're going to win?
Using these people, I mean, seriously.
Uh-huh.
Super good. I mean, and they are awesome people, too. So, I don't know. You can't take anything for granted. They are
sure.
Too talented for my taste.
Do you think you get a few extra votes, from the Hispanic population? You can hear your accent. I mean, do you think that you get extra votes that way, or what do you think?
I think I can get votes from everyone because this genre of music is very universal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aiming for everybody. I don't want to just please a certain part of population. I want everybody
sure.
to be happy with what I do.
And you're right. Opera really is pretty universal. Well, thanks, Barbara. I wish they'd give me more time. We could talk for hours, I'm sure.
Very much. Oh, yeah. We could.
In fact, you are probably right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, Kevin, I have about a zillion women coming on my site just lauding your name and voting for you like crazy. How does it feel to have all these women that just love your singing?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, when you go out there, you just want to try to do the best job you can and just please everybody. You know, we're singing to America when you go out there, so, you know, I feel blessed to have the opportunity to be up here with these guys on stage, you know, and like Barbara said, you know, it's anybody's call. You know, it's a a lot of talent here, you know, and I'm just so proud to be up here with them.
Wow. So what have you done in L.A. that you never thought you'd be doing as a little country boy?
Oh, it's quite a change. Quite a change from where I'm from, definitely. But come out here and there's a lot of things, you know, that you do in the country, you know, that you can't get away with doing out here in the city, you know. So, whether it be lighting up a bonfire, just sitting around, you know, playing guitar, or, you know, just things like that, you know, that country roots that where I come from. But,
sure.
You know, this is a great place. Everybody here is getting me, you know, everybody that I've met, a warm welcome. So,
that's good.
So I'm proud to be here.
Well, if you win, in Vegas, there's a place that they call Hendertucky, which is Henderson, which they say is a little bit country, so maybe you can move there.
maybe that's a possibility.
So, Drew, one quick question for you. I know I'm running out of time, but how was it being up there with the Arium Sisters? I'll admit, I'm a huge fan of the Arium Sisters, and so I was pretty shocked. How was it for you being up there with the three sisters?
Did not enjoy it because that's what happened before, and we all had a bad feeling that was going to happen again. And when they called our names, you know, they looked at me, I looked at them, and we're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening again. So it really sucks, man.
So did you take it out on the producers, putting you in that position twice, or?
It's entertainment, right? So it just, I mean, it hurts. You know, because we've all become such good friends, and.